F98-08-18, Acting on Truth. It is one thing to be in a state of unbelief because of a lack of knowledge. It is another thing entirely to have the truth revealed to you in a way that you personally understand it, yet reject the truth by not acting upon it. If you reject the truth, you will believe a lie. I revealed my truth unto Israel, that I would send my angel before them to drive out their enemies. The truth was made known to them, yet they chose to reject the truth. They chose to believe what their five senses told them. By rejecting the truth, they believed a lie, that their enemies were too powerful for them. I operate in nothing but truth. When I make truth known unto my people, if they choose to reject the truth, I have no other commodities on the shelf. I have nothing else to serve. There's nothing else I can bring them. I only bring truth. If they reject the truth and choose to believe a lie, then they, by their own choice, have separated themselves from my power, for there's nothing else I can bring them. I bring only truth. I bear long with those who do not yet understand the truth, even if they are operating in a lie. As long as they continue to seek the truth, I will unfold it to them line upon line and precept upon precept. And even as knowledge of the truth is acquired by them progressively, I bear long with them as they gain courage to step out and act on that truth. When I say I bear long, I mean I bear long. Yet there comes a time when truth is made fully known. There is nothing else required to learn regarding that truth. Sufficient knowledge has been acquired concerning the truth of the matter. At that point, I will never force them, but it is up to them then to choose life or death, to choose my power or weakness, to choose light or darkness, to choose obedience or rebellion. They must choose conformity with the truth. I have nothing else to serve them from the Master's table but truth. It is not so much that I reject them or cast them off from me. It is simply that they render me powerless in their lives by their rejection of the truth which I have brought. I have told you I can be grieved, and more than anything else, rejection of the truth is what grieves the Spirit of grace. For rejection of the truth is what separates my people from the power of their God. You have rightly spoken that the work which the Father allows is to work on the part of you that does not believe until you do believe. The Father has given tools for that very purpose, such as meditation of the Word, praying in the Spirit, confession of the Word, and fasting. All of these are tools that a person may use at their will to gather knowledge that leads to the truth, which results in faith. But know and understand that faith without works is dead. Truly Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But son, it is not the knowledge of the truth, but rather it is acting on the truth that makes you free. Faith without works is dead. Again, Israel had knowledge of the truth. The Father's plan, the Father's will, and the Father's purpose had been made known unto them. They knew what to do. They chose not to act on the truth that they knew. At their own will, they chose not to act on it. Failure to act on the truth that is revealed to you isolates you from my power to manifest that truth. Concerning the gifts of the Spirit, there is more truth to be learned. But know and understand that the truth I have revealed to you thus far is sufficient for you to take action. I am trusting that you will follow my instructions to be continually aware that I am with you. As your awareness of my presence increases, then you will find that all of my instructions that come by vision, revelation, and by voice shall come to you more and more frequently. But son, failure to act on those things will negate my power for all practical purposes. Failure to act on the faith I have given you through the knowledge of the truth will produce nothing. I am pleased with your efforts since my instruction to you yesterday, even though your steps have been timid and with hesitation. You have acted deliberately to make yourself more aware of my presence. With this I am pleased, says the Lord. I am telling you now, as you continue, your steps shall become less timid and without hesitation. with great strides you shall walk as a man who walks stride for stride with his God, and you shall do exploits. Give me obedience, even if it is with timidity, and with fear and trembling, and with hesitation, but give me obedience. In the measure that you meet, I shall measure it back unto you. Your experience shall grow, manifestation shall grow, confidence shall grow. You and I together shall do exploits for the kingdom of the Lord. Give me obedience, even if it is timid, full of hesitation, fear, and trembling. Give me your obedience, son. As your obedience increases, the manifestations of power shall increase also. Many, many captives shall be set free. Many of the Lord's sheep shall be rescued from the works of the devil. Astounding things shall be seen by the eyes of many, as the truth is acted upon, and my power is released to manifest the Father's will through the name of Jesus Christ. I want you and Sue to know that I am purposely going to be manifesting my instructions by vision, by revelation, and by voice, more frequently not in services than in them. You shall be surprised both when and where. You shall receive instructions to manifest the gifts of the Spirit. And as your friend, I will tell you why I am leading you in this fashion. All embarrassment to obey my instructions must die. All fear of man and what man thinks of you must die. When I give you a word at the restaurant, obey. When I give you a vision at the shopping center, obey. When I speak in your ear at the filling station, obey. And when I give you instructions in a service, obey. I want you to understand that the gifts of the Spirit are for your life and not for services only. Your life belongs to the Lord, not just while you're in the services. You are His servants, His co-laborers, 24 hours a day, every day. In every situation and in every circumstance, you carry the Lord's presence with you, and there is much work to be done. So know and understand now, and do not be surprised when my instructions by vision, by revelation, and by voice come to you in unexpected moments of time, in unexpected circumstances. Action on my instructions will produce kingdom results every time without fail. As I have spoken to you previously, you must die to man's approval. You must live only for His approval. You must die to what man thinks of you. You must live only for what He thinks of you. It is required of stewards that they be found faithful. The two of you are stewards of all the gifts. As you are found faithful, even in what the world would call embarrassing situations, to obey my leadership, my instructions that come by vision, by revelation, and by voice, your stewardship shall increase. You shall walk in more and more and progressively more manifested power released by the Spirit of the living God. I will bring you truth. I will never bring you anything false. Be those who will act on the truth I bring, and I will manifest the mind of Christ and the will of the Father by my power in every situation. Nothing shall be impossible to you, says the Spirit of grace. Failure to act on truth that is fully revealed is rebellion of the highest order. For many, many years, Peter failed to grasp the truth that I had opened my kingdom to the Gentiles. Yet I desired to use him to gather them unto myself. Therefore, by the gifts of the Spirit, by vision, and by revelation, and by voice, I revealed unto him this truth. There was no possibility for his mind to misinterpret my will. Had he failed to act on that truth, according to my direct instruction, then he would have chosen the path toward the camp of the Pharisees, and all who choose religion over life. Had he held to the tradition of his fathers, instead of the truth that I revealed unto him, then he would have begun his journey out of my power, out of my will, and out of his stewardship. Again I say, refusing to act on truth that is made fully known is rebellion of the highest order. I am saying these things to you this day to instruct you, not to allow an open door for the enemy to bring condemnation. You know, and I know, that your obedience shall not be perfect, especially in the early days, as you take these baby steps, these tiny steps into the operation of the gifts. Allow no condemnation from the accuser of the brethren. There is no condemnation from me, says the Spirit of grace. I am telling you these things as your teacher, as your instructor, as your counselor, and as your friend. My counsel is this: when I make the will of the Father known unto you by vision, by revelation, and by voice to operate the gifts, act on those things, and you will see the power of the Most High. When, on occasion, you fail to act, repent, and be cleansed by the blood. Then endeavor to do better the next time. I understand progression. I understand growth. I understand the path to maturity. I am not demanding perfection. I am demanding your best efforts towards obedience. I have much grace for you, says the Lord.